Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. We've got a great guest with us today. We're going to go ahead and let her introduce herself. We'll talk a little bit about why she's here. Go ahead and jump in there and introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, this is Renee Rosen calling from Chicago. I'm the author of Dollface, a novel of the Roaring Twenties. We're going to talk a little bit about Prohibition and the gangsters and flappers and all that went around that in those days.
Well, let's talk about your background here. How did you get started writing and everything?
It's something I wanted to do since I was a little girl. And, I had written another book before this and was starting on another project altogether that just sort of touched upon the 20s. And when I got into all the research, I chucked the other storyline and just focused on the 20s.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line, and we want to thank you guys for tuning in with us today. We've got Renee Rosen in conjunction with the 80th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition on December 5th. Her new novel is Dollface. It's one woman's account of living in Chicago during Prohibition. Let's talk a little bit about the book here. What inspired you to write this book?
You know, it really grew out of the research. Dollface is the story of a flapper who falls in love with two mobsters from rival gangs during Prohibition, set here in Chicago. And as I dug down deeper into the research, I just became enamored of the Northside Gang. You know, everybody knows Al Capone, but to me, the Northside Gang was just really just filled with fascinating characters. So we had Deion O'Banion.
Yes. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. Deion O'Banion was a really just a puzzling gangster. He was an altar boy as a child. He went to mass every day. He carried three guns and a rosary. And he loved flowers, and he became the gangster's florist. And, was one of the biggest bootleggers in the country, yet never touched a drop of alcohol. So he was a walking contradiction.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. It is Renee Rosen in conjunction with the 80th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition. Her novel Dollface comes out today. And a legacy of the era of the gangs, the fashion, and the music. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of the takes in Dollface on these?
It was such a great time for music. So many things were going on in that time period. It was a very liberating time for women. So you had women bobbing their hair and showing their knees and, pushing the fashion envelope. And, for a girl to show her knees, that was the equivalent of today's twerking. It was absolutely shocking to people.
We've got a great...
And, here they...
Yes. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done talking there. Go ahead. I'll just get out of the way. I'll just get the hell out of the way and let you talk. Go ahead. Jump in.
No. Jump in. It was just these women were, wearing lip rouge. They were smoking in public. It was the first sexual revolution. Forget the 60s. It was happening in the 20s. And so this was a really fascinating time for women, very different from their mother's generation.
It's the author of Dollface with us today, Renee Rosen, and let's talk a little bit about the underground world of Prohibition, how Chicago and Al Capone ruled. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, what happened was it was 1920, the Volstead Act had just been instated, and suddenly, the whole country went dry, including Chicago, but of course people were still thirsty. And, in fact, more people were drawn to liquor than ever just by the fact that it was forbidden fruit. And so you had these young, for lack of a better word, just street thugs. Al Capone was, a young man in his early 20s, and as were these other gangsters, and they saw an opportunity to make money by supplying hooch. And so for them it was very much a business of supply and demand. And they brought it in from Canada, from, through the Great Lakes, wherever they could get it. You know, some people, of course, were making their own, but the big guys were really just bringing it in and supplying it to speakeasies, to restaurants, to clubs, you know, hotels, because everybody wanted it, and they made a lot of money and killed a lot of people in the process.
Renee Rosen joins us today here on the program talking about Dollface, her novel. The resurgence of the era in popular culture. Tell us a little bit, Renee, why you chose it for the book.
It just seemed like this particular story couldn't have happened in any other era. And, you know, in the last recent years, we've had Boardwalk Empire and The Great Gatsby, and there's clearly a renewed interest in the Roaring Twenties. I was just at a big repeal party last night for 400-plus people were there. And I, you know, I often wonder what is it about this time period that we're so attracted to right now. And I think it's just the perfect escape. It was a very prosperous time. People were having fun. The parties went all night. And I think given how we've all been struggling the last several years, it just is the right time to slip back into another time and place.
We've got a great guest with us today. The latest book is Dollface. We've got Renee Rosen joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She's a graduate of American University in D.C. and self-proclaimed history buff. She's contributed articles to Chicago Magazine, the Chicago Tribune, Dame, and Publishers Weekly, and currently resides in Chicago, where she is at work on her next novel. Let's talk about this book, Dollface. Summarize the book in just a few sentences for us.
It's really a flapper who falls in love with two mobsters from rival gangs during Prohibition Chicago.
Renee Rosen joins us.
She's caught in the middle between one of her lovers works for Al Capone and the other works for his rival, Dion O'Banion, and she's trapped in the middle.
Renee Rosen joins us today. Latest book, Dollface. What's the overall theme of the book?
It's really a romp back through time into the Roaring Twenties. And a theme would be that, you know, sort of learning about what truly matters and what happiness is all about. And, you know, when the party ends, what have you got left?
We've got Renee Rosen joining us today. Why do you think this book will appeal to readers?
You know, I think just because there is this very strong renewed interest in the Roaring Twenties, it's filled with flappers and, you know, speakeasies and the whole culture of that time period that people seem to just be hungry for right now. And I think they'll find it in the pages of Dollface.
Dollface is the latest book. Renee Rosen joins us today. Who do you envision to be the potential readers?
Certainly anyone who enjoys historical fiction, readers who like a good sort of page-turning story, fans of Boardwalk Empire, even some of the Downton Abbey people as that series moves into the 20s.
We've got Renee Rosen joining us today, Dollface, latest book. How is your book relevant in today's society?
Good question. I think that we've become so desensitized in this country to gun violence and all, and, you know, it's interesting that, like, something like the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, there were 7 men gunned down that day, and that, in 1929, was an absolutely appalling, unheard-of thing. And it was really the everyday people that finally put their foot down and said, enough is enough. You have got to end this violence. And that was really the end of the beer wars, at least in Chicago.
Renee Rosen joins us today. Dollface, latest read. What makes your book different from other books like it?
Another really good question. You know, there's been a lot of books written about gangsters and prohibition, and everybody kind of knows that story. And at the urging of a really smart editor, she said, you know what, we don't need to hear that story again. Move the men to the sidelines and give your women their due. And all of a sudden the light bulb went off. So it's all the events that are, you know, historically, but they're told from a different perspective, which I think makes it fun and fresh. And, you know, I still have all my gangsters in there, you know, Jaime Weiss and Vincent Schemer Drucci and Capone and Torrio. And, but it's got a slightly different twist to it.
Renee Rosen joins us. Dollface, latest read. Why do you want readers, who do you want to take away from the writing here? What do you want the readers to take away from your writing?
I want them to have fun with the book. I think the book is fun. I had a blast writing it. And as a bookseller said to me, it's just a really fun romp through the 20s. And I would like people to enjoy that and experience that.
Dollface, latest book. Renee Rosen joins us. What's the message you'd like for your readers to get from this book?
Really that, you know, knowing what's important, that it's about loyalty and trust and friendships and about living life to its fullest.
Renee Rosen with us today. Dollface, latest read. She's on the program talking about this book. You can get more information on what we're doing at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Build, Grow, Enjoy each and every week on the BGE Radio Network out of Atlanta, GA. What's next for you as an author, and how can fans reach out to you?
My website is www.reneerosen.com. What's next on the docket is my new book that will be out next November called What the Lady Wants, which is based on Marshall Field, who was the department store tycoon. And he had a 30-year illicit affair with his neighbor, Delia Caton. And lots of twists and turns in their story. It was another fascinating group to research.
Renee Rosen joins us today here on the broadcast. Dollface is her fifth novel. It's being released at the 80th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition on December 5th. It's one woman's account of living in Chicago during Prohibition, launched in November, of course. Dollface is a novel set during the era of flappers, mobsters, and speakeasies, as Chicago hurtles toward the infamous St. Valentine's Day massacre. Vera Abrowitz is a young woman from the Union Stockyards who becomes embroiled in the clamorous but seedy underbelly of the city's rival gangs. Dollface is an unforgettable novel comprised of fascinating pieces of history, submerged in a beautifully written and intoxicating narrative. And we've got Renee with us today. She's a graduate of American University in D.C., self-proclaimed history buff. She's contributed articles to Chicago Magazine, the Chicago Tribune, Dame, and Publishers Weekly, and currently resides in Chicago, where she is at work on her next novel. Renee, thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, what's the next novel you're working on?
It's called What the Lady Wants, and it's about Marshall Field, who founded the wonderful department store Marshall Field and Company, and all about the scandals that embroiled his life and times. And so that'll be out next November, a year from today.
Well, thanks for being with us today. Looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being on.
Great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Renee. Join us next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Collar with nowhere to go. Step back to where to put his head in a hole, yeah.